This is Neil Whiteside on Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's a great pleasure to welcome into the studio. Frankly, you've got your own chair. Donna Talbot from the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Very good afternoon to you, Donna.
Good afternoon, Neil.
And the Chief Operating Officer of the Cambridge Building Society, Andy Lucas. Andy, thanks for joining us again. Nice to see you again as
Indeed.
Well. I mean, you've kind of got your name on the back of a chair too, a bit.
Trying to.
Listen, it's lovely to see you both because you're both very heavily involved, both personally and, of course, through your respective organisations, in the Bridge the Gap Walk, which, just remind us, 18th year now, isn't it, Donna?
Indeed, 18th. Year, and every year the walk offers something different. It's welcoming families, which spans the generations of families as well. You know, we see grandparents coming with grandchildren, we see families coming with visitors that are out of area, we see lots of corporates taking part, and just really getting people into the city and finding out more what's behind all of those wonderful college walls.
This is the thing about the Bridge the Gap Walk, isn't it? For those who've missed it, frankly, people who've been living under a rock, because publicity has been really rather good lately, the Bridge the Gap Walk is a real treat, isn't it?
It is. Every year we offer a different route. It goes through a number of colleges, which we rotate over the programme of years that we've been running the event. And I think that means we are pointing out new things for people every year. So even if you've been before, I'd still encourage you to come and revisit, because this year's walk is different again from anything you've experienced.
Yeah, I mean, Cambridge
previously.
Is such a transient place, isn't it? You know, we can often say, well, it's been going 18 years. There will be people who have been here since year one and done every walk pretty much, but there's going to be so many new people moving in. All the people down Trumpington, Great Knighton, they're going to go, well, what's this then? What is it? So you're getting to see all the gardens and grounds of some of the finest colleges. And this year, as I said earlier on today, real treat, isn't it? If you do it for nothing else, you do it because...
you're going to go over the mathematical bridge at Queen's College.
How about that? That is really a bit of a coup, isn't it? That is wonderful that the colleges get involved in this way.
Indeed. They are truly fabulous. They make us so welcome. We do a number of walks prior to the day itself for risk assessment purposes to appoint marshals into particular locations. And we couldn't do it without them. And I think the insights they provide into the colleges as well, pointing out the features, pointing out the bits that are going to be really interesting to people on the route, is really valuable too. And the porters, the bursars, they make us so welcome, and all of those people that come along on the day also.
It is. It's really good. It's got a great atmosphere. And you walk through these college grounds. People who listen to work in the university are just going to know now. But I love the fact that you walk past some of the rooms and there's just a little sign that just says, oh, see Darwin. Oh, yeah, of course. That's where you think, hang on, how does that work? So OK, highlight number one this year, Mathematical Bridge. What else is key for this year's walk?
And also, I think further to 2017, such success on the 2017 walk was indeed the Cambridge University Library. People absolutely loved it. And we had loads of comments last year that people would love to see it on the route again. And we're delighted that with their support, the staff and volunteers that help at the Cambridge University Library have invited us back. And we know it's going to be a real highlight again.
It is. What a treat to see. What a treat to see. Now, Andy, let's talk about the Cambridge Building Society, because out of these 18 years, 11 of those, the Building Society has been the prime sponsor.
Indeed, we have been a headline sponsor, and I think I was just reminiscing. I think I've done 7 or possibly 8 walks consecutively, but clearly not as long as we've been the headline sponsor. And I know there's some people at the Building Society as well who've been there for all 18. So it's very much at the heart of something we're really keen to support. As a community-focused organisation, this is so much at the heart of the community. So.
Absolutely. I mean, it says it on your title. You're the Cambridge Building Society, and here you are operating right. And that's great, because you're raising money for Arthur Rank Hospital, Hospice Charity, and for Romsey Mill. We all know the stories of both organisations. Cambridge wouldn't be the same without either of them. And the Building Society, obviously, huge involvement from that point of view, but your staff get involved too on the actual day, don't
you? So it's great they were involved, you know, and I think Donna would have covered it, you know, in terms of the sponsorship, it enables the event to happen and operate, both of the people who fund it and the volunteers. That means that everything that's given on your entry fee goes to the charity. So Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank benefit completely. So we're great about, you know, that really pleases us that we're able to support in that way. But indeed, in terms of the people involved, last year we were totting up over 150 members of staff and their family were involved in Bridge the Gap last year. And this year we're hoping for a similar turnout. And it's a great way of getting engaged, either just walking around as a family, or actually we have quite a lot of members of staff who get involved in volunteering and helping organise and run the events.
So. Indeed. So if we talk about the walkers, first of all, I mean, an organisation like yours, you've got branches scattered all over the place. I mean, it's a great opportunity for you to get everybody together, isn't it?
Absolutely. An opportunity for us to meet our colleagues who work in other locations, and that also means our colleagues who work in those locations meet with their customers as well, and must encourage you, if you haven't got an application form, you can pick one up in any of our branches or stores. So it's great from that perspective, but it's also great to get your family out on a Sunday.
It is.
And the number of years I've done it, I think I can only remember once that I've needed my coat for a short while. So I can't promise the weather.
I know, we always rock up and go, everyone looks up at the sky on Parker's Piece and goes... Ooh, and it's always boiling hot. It was last year. Exactly that happened, wasn't it? And
great for getting teams together, you know, and the chance to out of a normal work environment. And that's what I would encourage people. If you're sitting there, you're part of an organisation locally who says, actually, why don't we get a group of our staff together and do this? You know, if you're keen, you can have breakfast beforehand.
Yes.
Or why not have lunch, picnic, or do something afterwards? Great way of getting your team out of the office together, doing something that's fun, and actually... You learn a lot as well going around. I mean, I've found over the years things that I've seen in different colleges and the library, etc. It's been fascinating.
Well, the first thing you realise is that there are these oases right in the centre of town. You think, how do they do this? How do they manage to have parks, not just gardens? They're parks, some of these things, aren't they? But coming back to the volunteers, because you mentioned that as well. So no event like this can ever exist without volunteers, can it, Donna?
No, that's right. To make it safe and compliant, but also to make it enjoyable for everybody, there are volunteers that take part in a variety of roles, both in the preparation of the event and on the day and following. So on the day especially, we're looking for people to come and be marshals on the route. So welcome people along, show them the way. It's all clearly signposted, briefings are undertaken, and it's a really lovely way for somebody to come and spend a couple of hours on a Sunday morning to come and support both of the charities. And I think for us, it's about involving as many people as we can. There's also opportunities on Parker's Piece, so there's a number of things that happen on Parker's Piece in terms of entertainment, registration, a tea tent, and we're looking for people to help with that as well. And then prior to the event and after the event, there's naturally with every event, there's the setup and the breakdown. So there's lots of things that need to be collected, delivered, stored, and we're looking for help with those as well. And really, it doesn't matter whether you volunteered before, whether you can spare an hour or a day, we can definitely fit you into one of the roles that we have available.
Absolutely. I've seen your spreadsheets. You're a master of Excel. The organising committee are just experts when it comes to Excel, and there's a lesson to be learned there. All right, let's talk about availability of tickets and things like that, because we're talking now about maybe getting corporates involved. There was an early bird discount, wasn't there, that if you registered before... Friday, was it 12th of July?
Yeah, last Friday.
Okay, that's gone now, though.
Yep.
So, well, you've missed that. It's going to get a little, as with all things, going to go a little bit more expensive now. So pricing now?
Pricing now is £18 per adult.
Okay.
Children are free. We do encourage donations for children, but children are free. And that will go up to £20 on the day. But I think what's great, as Andy's just mentioned, if you go for a team entry, so a team or a group entry, as we call it, is £10. It's 10 people or above, and that at the moment is £16 per person.
Right, so it's that same early bird rate, really,
indeed,
isn't it?
And that is available right up until the Friday before Bridge the Gap. So that's available till the 13th of September. So it gives you plenty of time. If you're coordinating a group, it gives you plenty of time to get those details together. We send you a booking form that you can complete, which is different to the ones that you might find in some of the locations around the city or on the website. But it will enable you to fill out all those details in one place and then either pop the money over to us in form of a banking slip through into our bank account or with a cheque, or we'd love to see you obviously at the charities or at any of the Cambridge Building Society branches. And I think it's a really lovely thing to add that if anybody's not sure about the event and you are near a Cambridge Building Society branch, do pop in, because I've heard lovely conversations that have been had by people who've popped in and actually heard from the Cambridge Building Society to staff about their own experience.
They're just so core to the whole thing,
absolutely.
And it's just lovely, isn't it?
And
you've got representatives
so
who've
been involved year after year, and they love to talk about it because they've gained so much.
Well, they get it. They know what a great event it is. So that's and you know, just coming back on it again, just think about who it is we're supporting. We're supporting Arthur Anke Hospice Charity. Unfortunately, the fact is, an awful lot of people have need of your services, and a lot of people are going to know people who have need of. And Romsey Mill again, the services that they provide across the spectrum for underprivileged. You know, unfortunately, there's an awful lot of us know people who need those services.
Absolutely, and I think for us, it's about putting fun into fundraising. You know, come out for a fabulous day. to see all of those colleges in one day, in their own right, they're all unique and very special, but you are going to get a glimpse into all of those. There is now, and you know, we've got the five colleges, we've got the college, Cambridge University Library. They're all wonderful things that you can visit. And whether you do choose to come and pay on the day for £20 or book in advance, it is a great value day out for the
absolutely
family.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely.
And when I finish the walk, the thing I enjoy, I can treat myself to a cake.
There's never a shortage of cake.
Absolutely.
And you've got Ian Cummings baking another, because last year he baked a mathematical bridge, didn't he? I mean, for goodness sake, man.
He did make us laugh. He said he never wanted to see another matchmaker in all of his life. But he has come back with the challenge, and I think we are expecting to see King's College this year.
That's so ridiculous.
Wait and see. But we're really excited by that, so I'm sure that he will surprise us on the day. And actually, that's another really good point. If people don't want to volunteer or are unable to, because we appreciate not everybody's mobile and able to do that, if you're a cake baker, we'd love your cakes.
Yeah.
We find that the cakes are really popular on the tea tent stall. And this year we've got some wonderful music. We've got Romsey Mill organising a raft of entertainment at the Parker's Peace area. So you can sit down, you can listen to the brass bands that are going to be playing, you can listen to the music, you can have a cup of tea and enjoy a slice of cake.
And let's be very clear, when we talk about brass band, they play absolutely everything, don't they? They do songs from the shows, they do just pop songs. It's amazing what these guys come up with. So. Well, listen, Andy, we're going to see all you lot there on the 15th of September then.
We'll all be there wearing our shirts and hopefully not our coats.
No, it'll be fine, it'll be fine.
And I encourage other groups to get together.
This is the thing, isn't it? Other corporates out there, come on.
Yeah. Or, you know, your extended family, call them in, get a group together. And as we've already heard, you get a discount. Of course, you might want to give that discount back to the charities.
Absolutely, you might. And you may be, I think it's okay to say the Redgate word. I think we can say that they're paying for their staff to take part, which is a huge thing to do.
Yeah, indeed. We've got a number of companies that do pay for their staff to take part, which is super. Equally, we have a lot of groups that take part, WIs, rambling associations. So it's really nice. It's not exclusively corporates. We'd love to see corporates naturally, but not necessarily corporates alone. It does extend to all those groups as well, and we'd love to welcome them.
I think
them
the
all.
Thing is, get in touch. If in doubt, get in touch, isn't it? You'll find all the details on the Arthur Rank website, which is arhc.org.uk/bridgethegap. If you just Google it, it'll come up. That is on Sunday the 15th of September. Starts and ends on Parker's Peace. It's a meander, and I think that is a good word this year. It's meander through the streets of Cambridge and through the colleges. It's going to be a great day. Andy, thank you very much indeed. Lovely to see you. Donna, always lovely to see you as well.
Pleasure to see you.
We'll keep you up to date. If you've got any questions on it, as I say, just get in touch through the Arthur Rank website. That's ARHC, Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, arhc.org.uk. But for now, Andy Lucas, Chief Operating Officer of the Cambridge Building Society. Donna Talbot, what is your title?
Director of Fundraising and Communications.
I was going to say head of everything at Arthur Rank. Thanks very much indeed for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.